With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/big deal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back in. It is Live Bet Saturday. We are.
Hey, how about that, huh?
Look at that. ABCB. We are live from the South Point Hotel and Casino at the tip of the Strip in Las Vegas. People who may be driving around and listening in our massive radio network, I just turned around to face the camera outside. So.
Oh, yeah. It's always one of those weird radio things where they're like, what are these guys doing?
Yeah, why are they making these noises and going, hey, that's why.
South Point, we need to fill it up, man. Plenty of seats still available.
Good seats,
actually,
too.
Actually, no, they're starting to fill up.
Yeah, they're starting to fill up. Here's the thing. Like, they're good seats, too. Like, they're the comfy, like, lounge-esque chairs. I've actually yet to sit in them since they've been installed.
Really?
Do they recline?
Ooh, I haven't tested that. I would
they
hope.
They look like reclining chairs.
So
here's a shout-out to the Gons.
I think they might have a little bit of give, but not like the full recline.
I got to tell you, they're comfy-looking chairs. Shout-out to the Gons if you want to make some money. Do they charge for those?
No, heck no.
You should.
And guess
what? Except for people like me.
You want a good spot to watch games, you come here, you'll be able to watch that, and they'll have the volume on. How many places do you go where you're like, can I get some volume?
And you can stare at our backsides.
That's right. We have incredible shoulders.
Good view.
Thank you. Appreciate that. See, I'll take comments like that. All right? We'll take those. All right. So I'll give you, Kelly, I always do this. I'll give it to you. What do you want to hit here? Okay? Do you want – I'll give you two options.
Sounds like something we should talk about during breaks, but yeah.
I don't care. This is fun. NBA or NBA. Yeah, NBA card or NFL draft.
Let's go NFL draft.
Okay, good.
Let's go NFL draft.
Is that because it says it on the paper or because you want to talk about it?
No, let's go NFL draft. Okay. Let's go NFL draft. Because this stuff is fascinating.
I thought this was incredible all week. And I know that you and Gil hit on it during the week. Yeah. It was actually one of the days where I came on because it sounded like we were all in agreement. Like, right. I have my thoughts on this, and it sounds like you guys agree with this. So for those who have not been keeping track of this, so CJ Stroud has his pro day during the week.
Mm-hmm.
And who goes out there is the Panthers coaching staff, and I think the number was at 11 scouts or something like that. Okay. Keep in mind, by the way, those same people also went to Bryce Young's pro day. So let's just let's throw that out there, too. Okay,
Brian, we might have the video of the one for the Panthers one. It's kind of funny.
Oh, the Zapruder film that we're going to reference
here? Yes, exactly.
Do we have that?
We'll give them a minute.
Let me check.
Okay, all right. Because what transpired over the week was CJ Stroud has his pro day.
Yep.
During said pro day, there is a moment in which they are leaving the practice, whatever it is. He's saying his goodbyes to the Panthers staff.
Mm-hmm.
Josh McCown, who, by the way, does Josh McCown know his words have never carried more weight than this moment? Because Remember, part of the reason why the initial flip to Carolina to C.J. Stroud when Carolina got the first overall pick was a YouTube video of McCown breaking down his Ohio State game and saying how much he loved him.
Yeah.
So you get this moment that we're going to play for you right here afterwards where he's dapping up everybody, and McCown says something to him along the lines of some meetup further down the road in Carolina. I'll let you be the judge of this, but this freaked the market out. Charlotte. Like, it's literally all you hear.
You know what? I don't know what everybody's problem with this is. I feel like I've got at least 85% of it down pat.
Okay.
It's do you want to play? It was a let's go play,
right? Or what?
They're like, let's go play horse. CJ Stroud goes, let's go right over there, where I'm assuming he's pointing towards a basketball court in the Ohio State Athletics area, right? And McCown responds with, nah, we'll play when we get you up to Charlotte. Now, what does that mean? Pre-draft, post-draft, whatever. That's the part I think people are reading into too much.
Right. So this happens. And keep in mind that throughout, like, the days, one of the things that I have been, like, anytime this comes up, I've been pounding the table on, is the initial move, and we have talked about this, the initial move to C.J. Stroud is minus 350 based on absolutely nothing to go first overall was a little ridiculous. And so what happened? The market slowly was coming back, right?
Yeah.
It got to as low as, I think, $1.85?
Yeah, something like that.
Minus 185 on C.J. Stroud. But then this moment happens, and it shoots right back up to minus 400. Again, based on nothing but audio that is insanely muffled, and to you bring up a good point, which could have just been, when you come to Charlotte for another pre-draft meeting, we'll play there.
Because they're going to talk more. Right. Like, we know that. Yeah.
Right. Or what if, how about this? Why don't we assume that he's just saying, we'll do it when you're in Charlotte as part of the visiting team when you come play because we're not drafting you, right? Like, why is that never an option? But the fact that moved to minus 400 is wild. It's wild.
I mean, I sure hope he goes number one. I've got a plus 425 bet on it, so I really hope. I've kind of got the top pretty well circled because I've got a plus 250 on Bryce Young, too, so yeah. I like it. The one thing I'll bring up. Now let's move forward a day, right? Because that was Thursday, I believe, or Wednesday. That was Wednesday. Thursday was the Bama Pro Day, and then yesterday was Levis, I believe.
Yeah.
So all three of these quarterbacks in back-to-back days, and guess what? The Panthers go to visit all three of them because why wouldn't they when they have the first overall pick, right?
Yes.
Now, I know there's been a lot made of the possible size issues with Bryce Young. I will say, now I don't think we have this video, but there was the conversation that was captured on video of those three, the same three, Reich, McCown, and Bryce Young having a conversation. And oh man, the only thing I could take away from that one, JVT, was this kid is tiny. This kid is tiny. Like, because I know Frank Reich's 6'4", 6'5", McCown's right up there too. Oh my gosh, they looked like they were talking to a guy that was a foot shorter than them. It looked like they were talking to a talented sophomore cornerback that they were recruiting for later. Yeah, you're looking at it right now. Like, it was pretty shocking. So, I'm just
Reich's towering over him.
Yes, he is towering over him. So, I'm interested to hear. I thought it was Jeff Darlington who said this yesterday. I want to give him credit for this. Where I've pushed back with people say, hey, you make this trade because you know who you're picking already. I don't agree with that.
No.
I think that they have someone in mind, but I think it's a lot like we saw with the Trey Lance Niners situation.
You want to know that you're going to get your guy.
But like, you have time to figure this out. And if you change your mind, who cares? You change your mind. Well, I think almost everybody agrees that there are two real NFL ready quarterbacks to start day one in this draft. And are they going to be superstars? I'm not going to say that, but they're ready at least to start right away. So I think it gives them some time to think about it and possibly change their minds. But I think the height thing is it's interesting. And what Darlington had said, though, was his point. Sorry, as I'm scrambling here for a minute because I forgot what Darlington said. Darlington was saying, look, if the height thing is that big of an issue, then the Panthers have already made their decision. Like, because that's not going to change, right? Like, conversations with these guys could change and how they can fit into the offense and how they can read the playbook and bounce off all the questions from the Panthers. That stuff they might learn more about these players over time. But guess what? Bryce Young's not getting taller in that amount of time. So Frank Reich actually has concerns about that and the Panthers overall, the Panthers front office, then this decision's already been made.
Right.
And I thought that was a good point by Darlington.
So I wanted to, and it is, and I just – I'm amazed by how much we're moving around. And I don't want to hear any more about these odds moves in these, like, first few months after the new year meaning anything. Don't tell me it means anything.
No.
They're all just reactions to any little bit of information that comes out. Because I've been told, like, oh, somebody's got to know something. No, it doesn't. It doesn't mean that anybody knows anything.
You know what it means? What it means is we are now betting in an era where there are how many states? 39 states legalized or whatever it's up to now. And that people see stuff like that and immediately go and hit that button to press, you know, to bet CJ Stroud to go number one, and all this money keeps pouring in, and the other books have to adjust their markets then to match, and that's what I mean. That's mainly what it is, JVT. But like, pro tip out there, that offers opportunities to bettors, right? Because these markets swing too far sometimes. I mean, if you're within a week's time, I was able to get plus 425 on C.J. Stroud and plus 250 on Bryce Young. Mm-hmm. And as long as we think one of those two is going number one, I'm in a dang good spot.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And that happened in a week because of the betting swings that we're talking about.
Yeah, and we watched – we'll always go back to one of our favorite days. We watched live on air as the market for at least one day said Anthony Richardson was more probable to go number one overall than C.J. Stroud, who is now a minus 330 favorite to go first overall.
Man. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to throw one at you. They have – DraftKings has third quarterback selected.
Okay.
Richardson minus 175, Will Levis plus 175. Do you have a strong opinion on either one of those guys?
I think that at that price, it would be Will Levis.
Okay. This is where I got to throw Price out a little bit because I think someone's going to gamble more on Richardson than they will on Levis. So for me, it's kind of unbettable right now, but I wanted to see because there's a lot of people that have those guys kind of flip-flopped right back and forth. Who might be three, who might be four. And like you said, we've seen Richardson in the past kind of mocked to go even higher.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It's not something I would bet right now, but I understand what you're saying.
We have a little bit more time. We can hit this on the other side. But I don't know if you saw this report. This is from Greg Doyle over in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm losing my voice too. Apparently, the thing that's been thrown out there is the team who's selecting number four overall have their eye on a quarterback.
Oh, really?
Hendon Hooker.
Oh, no.
I'm not saying he would go fourth overall. That'd be the Indianapolis Colts. But that would change things when it comes to draft position of guys like Richardson or Will Levis, right, if that's actually true.
Yeah.
And that the thing would also be that the Colts would potentially be in that case if they were to go get Hendon Hooker. And he's moved up to be the second choice of the team to draft him. Indianapolis now the second choice on the board. We're actually tied for first. Minnesota Vikings are 9-1. Indianapolis Colts are 9-1 over at DraftKings in terms of who will draft Hendon Hooker. That would mean that maybe another team trades up to four. Who knows what they're going to go get at that point. But if that's true, Colts could be on their way down.
So the idea here is they trade out of four. You're trading back.
Trade back, get whatever else, and then maybe in the second round you get Hendon Hooker.
Second round I can live.
Yeah, I know. I'm not saying that. I'm saying...
This guy is extremely talented. I'm not going to take that away from him. He's 25 years old and coming off of a major injury.
Yeah, we'll clean it up in about 20 minutes or so. When we come back, Stormy Bonantoni is going to join us. Her Aztecs have moved on to the Elite Eight, and she also covers the XFL. We got a lot to hit with Stormy when we come back.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around. Hey, tapping. Hey, stranger. I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know. But I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, "Look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot"?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right. So what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It is time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app, BetMGM Sports. BetMGM has all your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds, specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today. Stop by any MGM casino on the Strip with your state-issued ID to open an account and start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Got to be 21 or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. All right, let's head out. Welcome in Stormy Bonatoni. He's nice enough to give us some time today. Host of the Lombardi Line here on the network. Also does sidelines for the XFL. But more importantly, a San Diego State alum and a proud fan of the Aztecs who pulled it off yesterday against Alabama. A wildly impressive performance from San Diego State. How you feeling?
I am the happiest lady of all time. And I know in the break there a second ago, you brought up how last week on Lombardi Line, you had to talk me off a ledge a little bit because I was so depressed that they had to play Alabama, pardon me. But I did bet them +8. I have a very low dollar futures ticket on them to win a national championship, but 80-1. So I'm still live and just so, so happy for Brian Dutcher, especially after the early exit since he's taken over. So fitting that they get the win on Steve Fisher's birthday and you survive a god-awful shooting performance from your best player to get the win over the top overall seed in the tournament. I am riding on cloud nine, and you know how much not only like I love San Diego State, but I love the Mountain West in general, and for them to finally have a program in the Elite Eight is pretty huge.
Stormy, I'll be honest. I bet them the first two rounds. I backed off that last game because I got a little scared, I think like you did. JVT sounds pretty confident like he's going to bet them tomorrow. Stormy, are you going to be backing them again in tomorrow's game?
Well, at this point, I just have to. And I'm not the type that does the whole like emotional hedge thing. No, when I am in it, I am in it because I would be livid with myself if they won and I wasn't there backing them. I just hope that their defense continues to do what they have to this point. You know, I mean, holding Alabama 3 of 27 from three, they're one of the most prolific scoring teams in the country, and they scored just 64 points. So if our defense can continue to just kind of play bully ball, maybe get a rebound. They were stressing me out so hard, so hard. And just ideally not go through a cold spell, right? That's something that this team has done time and time again. And you're playing a Creighton team that I think is very similar offensively to the Tide. Maybe just like not quite as talented, obviously. But if SDSU can continue to dictate pace, slow things down, in my mind, they can make this a game. I don't think that the point spread is what it should be. You know, they're coming off such a big win. So that plays into it, but I feel like they should be getting more points here, so that's a little annoying.
Yeah, I think so. Kelly referenced it. I am leaning in that direction. I haven't done anything yet, and part of the reason is Agueka Rope and Nathan Mensah, like we were talking about. I don't think the country really realizes how good of a defensive player Nathan Mensah is and how much he means for them, and they were great down the stretch, just swatting every single shot at the rim against Alabama, Stormy. My question is just that. Like, you know, the reason why I bet that game under instead of on San Diego State against Alabama was what you and I talked about it during the week, right? Like, those offensive cold stretches, that could probably happen, and it could happen here again against Creighton, but I think those two down low against Kalkbrenner, that's got to be a matchup that I think they can win.
Yeah, I think so. I hope so. And how much fun was it at the end of that game just watching block after block in critical moments? But speaking to the cold shooting, at times in that game, I was thinking of, you know, the movie Along Came Polly, when Philip Seymour Hoffman is like, raindrops! And
make it rain!
Yes, exactly. That's all I was thinking. I was like, oh my gosh, this is brutal. But no, I like that approach, though, too. I know the total in this game is lower, but I bet right away a first half under 63 for the game with Creighton. SDSU has had their first halves go under this number 6 of their last 7 games. And from the Creighton side, this isn't Princeton, okay? Like, we're not going to see 90 put up in the first half. I think this is going to be a little bit more what we saw in the first half when Creighton played NC State. So that's one angle that I do like in this game. The game total itself is a little bit too low for my liking, especially with how many overs we saw in this week 16. But like, defense wins championships and defense travels, and hopefully it can continue to do so in the Elite Eight.
All right, real quick, before we move on from this, I do have to approach one thing. Viewing habits. I did see the clip that you put up in terms of how you were watching the game. Is that in every San Diego State game of high leverage? Because I would say I agree with the thought process. The last thing I would want to do is watch a game of a program or a team that I support very much with a bunch of jabronis cheering for the other side. I would not be able to do it.
Yeah, I can't do it. Same thing with when I'm a 49ers fan, when the 49ers have been in the Super Bowl. I cannot go to Super Bowl parties. It's too much, which, I mean, the word fan is short for fanatic for a reason, and I can get a little bit crazy in those moments. So I prefer just to have a couple beers, get it going by my lonesome, maybe live bet if I'm feeling wild. But yeah, I pretty much just scream at the TV at the top of my lungs in an empty house.
All right, let's get to what you're doing on Monday, right? You're going to Washington, D.C. on Monday to take in, not that day, but you're going to be there on Monday. So walk us through this, because this is a big one, right? Houston 4-1, D.C. is undefeated at this point, 5-0. They have the beer snake, as people like to point to here. D.C. is a 2.5-point favorite, a total of 42. I want some general XFL topics in a little bit, but walk through the matchup that you're going to be a part of on Monday.
Yeah, I'm pumped for it. Monday Night Football, XFL edition, the two best teams in the league at this point on paper. And you mentioned their records. Those are also their records against the spread. So DC 5-0 straight up and ATS, Houston 4-1 straight up and against the number as well. Two highest scoring teams in the XFL as well. I'm actually really sad that I've covered DC so many games this season, because from the outside looking in, it's been like an auto bet until or unless they prove me wrong, and I can't bet on the games that I cover. So, you know, they are, to me, the best team in the league right now. They're great up front. They have a pair of mobile quarterbacks in Jordan Ta'amu and Derek King. When Ta'amu has needed to throw, he's been fine. Michael Joseph defensively has been an interception magnet. That's going to be a fun angle in this game, too. The two top interception makers in the league are on both sides of this game. I guess in this spot, you could argue Houston in a bounce back. They've had extra time to prepare coming off the Thursday night game last week, which was their first loss of the season. So can Wade Phillips and this Brian Stewart guided defense slow down the defenders' run game? That's going to be the big priority. That's going to be what this comes down to me. DC has 870 rushing yards this season, which is 404 more than the next best team on the ground. So, I think that's going to be a critical element of this game. And for Houston, they're going to be missing their top, he's like a do-it-all, jack-of-all-trades wide receiver. They have special things that are built into the game plan for him, and he got injured on the third play last week and is going to be done for the season. So I think that could impact them significantly offensively.
Now, Stormy, these two teams seem to be the class of the league so far. Is there a third or fourth team that you think can make some noise here as the season goes on?
Absolutely. I love Seattle. When they were 0-2, I hit them at 10-1. I even said on the game I was broadcasting that week when I was asked about any futures I thought were interesting, I thought Seattle because they have the best offense in terms of moving the football. Ben DiNucci is their quarterback, and it doesn't matter what jerseys are out there on the field, he'll throw it to you. He is a turnover machine, and that has been their downfall, that the points and wins hadn't followed early, but they're on a four-game win streak now. They beat Orlando earlier today. It was a closer game than they would have liked, I'm sure. But even coming into this week, they were still 6-1. So I'll be curious to see what that number will shift to since they won earlier. They have Josh Gordon. They have Jakorb Pearson, who's been the best wideout in the league to this point. Their defense, because Jim Haslett is their head coach, has been pretty solid. You know, they've had some up and down moments, but they've done enough to win and on a four-game win streak right now. So I really like Seattle.
Stormy, we'll get out of here on this, on the last 90. I noticed that Dave Tooley was talking about this last week, that the unders had taken the lead for the season. So is the market over-adjusted here on some of these totals? Because at the beginning of the year, they were pretty low, and some of these games were flying over.
Yeah, I think that like there was a belief early on that the offenses were going to be a little bit slower to get going and like adjusting to the rules and all of that. And, you know, now we're seeing those numbers pretty steady in the like low 40s. Mm. But yeah, I think the market has adjusted just to answer your question there. But still, like the splits have been extremely even in terms of favorites and dogs and overs and unders so far.
All right, Stormy, we appreciate it. Before we get you out of here, any other college basketball that you're actually going to bet on, or are you just hyper-focused on your Aztecs?
Well, I am hyper-focused on the Aztecs. You're not wrong. I'm debating what I want to do in this UConn-Gonzaga game. The line's been bet up a little bit too much, but I liked UConn money line, and now I don't know what to do. But we'll see. Oh, K-State. I do like K-State money line. I've got a future riding on the Wildcats, too. I just hope they're not too tired from the overtime win against Michigan State.
Yep, that little thing's got them going and going. Stormy, good to talk to you. Have a safe trip, and we will talk to you next week.
Thank you. Great Coach Cal line. Great Coach Cal line there.
Appreciate it. All right, man. We got a lot left to get to. We got the NBA card coming up here. We are underway. 25-20 Indiana up on top of the Atlanta Hawks. 4:29 left to go in the first. Shocking, the Hawks showing an inconsistent
They're killing me, JVT. They're killing me.
All right, we'll come back. We have more. Don't go anywhere. We got plenty of Live Bet Saturday left.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Hey, before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com and check out the current betting splits data. You want to know where the money and the bets are moving every game. Betting splits page updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes. You can see changes and all the action. Find out where the public is betting based on the number of tickets, where the money doesn't match public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits, another way VSiN's here to make you a smarter better. Check out today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. You know, you hang out at the South Point, and people just kind of walk into the door, say what's
roll
up.
On in, yeah.
Vinny Maiulo is one of those guys. What's up, Vinny? How's it going?
Good to be with you guys. Yeah, you never know who's gonna wander into the studio.
That's very true. I will always bring back. I don't know if you remember this, and this might have been right before you got here, but VSiN had this stint where, for some reason, we hung. Remember all the sports memorabilia in the windows?
Oh God, yes.
And, oh yes, it was before me. Okay.
Right. So we hung like every inch that you see was covered in like jerseys and plaques and things like that. So you couldn't see in the studio.
Okay.
So people thought it was a gift shop.
Yeah.
We would constantly get people coming in thinking that this was where they would come in to buy like sports memorabilia because all they saw was like all this stuff hanging around.
It would take me both hands to count how many times I've sat in Brian Ortega's chair and had to run to be the bouncer because someone's looking to figure out where they cash their bowling ticket at or just their chips. They're chips. I'm like, do we look like the cashier?
Yeah. Well, that's for sure. Yeah. Well, certainly they don't let me touch any money. I mean, clearly, so which is probably a good thing. We just transfer the funds electronically.
Yep.
What's going on, boys?
So here, let's start with this.
Yeah.
No more one seeds left. This seems to be pretty pretty volatile in terms of the tournament. What does that do for an odds maker when the top seeds get knocked out and you would presume some of these long shots still alive?
Yeah.
Do you like this? Do you hate it? How do you guys sit right now?
Well, guys, you know, I tell you what. Is there some exposure? Yes, but this exposure gets mitigated by, you know, you start balancing things, you know, regionally, you know, with within the games themselves and everything like that. And we've had, you know, longer to obviously between when the season ended and then we could put up a new set of futures on regions and on the overall future book. So not too bad there. But again, we were somewhat prepared in this regard. And I remember when we talked about going into the tournament, how wide open it was. Mm-hmm. And we've said that for the last several years, right? But there were still every year, guys, you know, anywhere from one to, say, four teams that were pretty dominant, right? And we didn't have a situation like this where all one seeds went out. But this year, when you look at it, and actually we were just talking all this week, my colleagues and I, how balanced not only is the play, but how balanced the power ratings were. I mean, we had five, my personal power ratings, had within 5 points of each other, 30 schools within 5 points of each other. I mean, I think when you look at the fact that a Florida Atlantic is really a relatively short dog compared when you think about, wait a minute, how could they be so short? Look, they're a good team. They're an outstanding team. And there is so much balance. So I would say we were prepared. However, is there still some exposure out there? Well, look at Kansas State at 200-1. A year ago when we put them up at 200-1. Miami of Florida still alive and 150-200-1 too early on. Now, did a lot of people take advantage of that then? No. But you've got to remember, as we got closer to the fall, from last summer into the fall, and you started seeing people who pay attention to this stuff, the transfer portal, you know, who had some more eligibility, who decided to stay and skip the draft and things like that. So there were some some teams out there with pretty long odds that were Texas actually, even though Texas was going into the season was pretty popular, but they got some steam. Or early
you can make
on.
The argument for Gonzaga, right? Gonzaga was like 20.
Gonzaga was another
one,
and then Timmy decided to stay for another year, right? But that was pretty much early on. But you know, Gonzaga kind of floated on, and that's why nobody's talking about Gonzaga this year. I mean, they got a tall task. Let's face it, going up against UConn here, who looks awfully good. But it's good for business overall, guys. So I mean, when you look at that, it is certainly added to the excitement and the fact that look, the dogs are alive and well.
Yeah, I was going to ask, without the one seeds, do you expect to see more or less betting, I guess, from the general public, where it just doesn't matter at all because it's still the NCAA tournament?
Exactly that, Kelly. Okay. I mean, this is who it is, and I think what it does is, listen, I've always said this, we talk about who's a Cinderella. Well, you know what? There's a lot of Cinderellas in this dance this year. But the folks, they need to have a Cinderella. You know, when you have multiple Cinderella stories, that only adds to the business. So it's really good for business. And again, when there's brand recognition maybe absent in the form of some of these teams, although, Gonzaga, I think in recent years has become a brand for college basketball. But this is really good. And Kansas State, again, I go back to them. It's a great story. Let's remember this. We talked about power ratings for teams. When you look at the Big 12, I had the power the Big 12 as the highest rated conference from a power rating standpoint, too, when you look at it. So all good matchups to go. And the folks adjust. Bettors will adjust to who's in it. Now, do you still hope for certain marquee matchups over
Yeah, you do.
But the fact that it's the tournament and we've seen Cinderella building too in the last 5 years. Let's remember, in 18 when Virginia went down as that number one seed to Maryland Baltimore County, you've started to see in recent years where that situation has existed and people have noticed it. And that's why in the first round, you're not seeing 35-point favorites anymore. So the parity has really been gradual, and that's been good for business.
Yeah, when Princeton takes down Arizona, where they only a 12.5-point underdog, right? Something around there.
Yeah, exactly. You would have thought that they would have been, much higher, right, mm-hmm. JVT? And by the way, not too many folks took advantage of them. 2001 to win it all going into the tournament.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's talk about the games today then. We'll start Florida Atlantic, Kansas State. K-State 1.5, 144.5. What's the action been like here?
Mostly dog money. Florida Atlantic getting respect here. And again, I think overall pretty good too. We're seeing two-way action at 1.5. It did open with K-State as a two-point favorite here at South Point. 144 to the total. So it's kind of toggling back and forth between 43.5 and 44. And again, the money line here, now you're seeing K-State at $1.28. That's really not off. The money line's moving within 5 cents, so not a lot of movement either way. So overall, pretty good two-way action here. I think, you know, probably best scenario is if K-State wins the game, just to knock off some of the money line action on FAU. But again, that money line is not that much, either plus a dime or plus 108.
Are you seeing a lot more bets coming in on UConn-Gonzaga tonight versus the earlier game?
Yeah, Gonzaga is now a three-point dog. You know, we opened Connecticut 1.5. They laid 1.5. They laid 2. Laid 2.5. Three. I'm starting to see some 3.5s in some spots too. So we're gonna need the Zags here in this game tonight. And I suspect that'll be the case. Now, anybody looking to bet Gonzaga? And I know some pretty respected opinions that are looking to get Gonzaga here. If the 3.5 shows, I don't think it'll last very long.
JVT.
There you go, buddy.
One of them right there. Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Well, I mean, gotta say, so one of the things that I like that you brought up when we talked to you last time was the fact that this regional is out here, so that's going to get a little boost in action. I got to tell you, Vinny, being out there the other day, I don't think UConn fans know where Las Vegas is. They're not out here at all.
Yeah, you know, JVT, we were talking about that too. I know there was some there were more empty seats, frankly, at T-Mobile than a lot of people thought there would be. Has not impacted the betting, though. And again, I think the fact that, you know, with the mobile betting and the fact that it's just, you know, more than well known now, right, that there is betting on it. But does not look like the Huskies traveled particularly well. And again, Gonzaga was here just a couple of weeks ago. UCLA was just here a couple of weeks ago. And even with spring break and finals, you know, people managed to make the trek.
Who are you going to need in Creighton, San Diego State tomorrow?
You know what? That one has not moved that much at all. I got a feeling that, you know, I think this is going to be right now we're seeing two-way action here. And, you know, Creighton is a 1.5-point favorite. So I don't think, you know, there are twos out there as well. So going back and forth between 1.5 and two. I think there's going to be support for San Diego State, though, as we get closer to tip-off. And why not? I mean, look at that defense, the way they played.
And then the last one, Texas and Miami. You expect that the line's going to move in favor of Texas?
You know what? I'm not so sure here. I mean, Texas as a four-point favorite here. I think anybody looking to bet Miami is probably looking to grab 4.5, which is why it hasn't moved
that
much.
Market hasn't really liked Miami at all this whole tournament.
They haven't. But, again, you know, you talk about another team that's athletic. These two teams have a lot, you know, just the way they play. I think there's a lot of similarities here. So, but I think this one will be a two-way betting game as well. I mean, the numbers are right there. You know, you can make a case for any of these teams, and in this matchup, when you look at nobody's given Miami a chance, and Texas is playing with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, particularly with the coaching situation. I mean, you know, if they're playing for this coach, you know what? I don't know if the school's going to announce him getting the final job. They want to keep this team hungry the way they're going.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised he hasn't been named the coach yet.
Me too, to be honest.
Ronnie Terry.
Yeah. Vinny. What's your prediction? I want to get the Vinny prediction of who's winning this whole thing.
The team that plays the best and gets there all the way to the end. I don't. You don't ask me who I like, Kelly. Ask me who I need. You know that. You know that.
Oh, man.
Oh,
right.
My goodness.
Good to get it out of him, JBT. Good to get it out of him.
All right. By the way, Terry might not be named because it sounds like there's some programs that are reaching out to him. So maybe he'll get a little bit more money.
So they already told him no, maybe.
All right, Vinny. Appreciate it. Thank
you
very much.
Best to you and everybody.
All right. We'll come back. We have plenty left to get to here on Live Bet Saturday.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health-Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like bonus bets and bet insurance tokens. If you're planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. Sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. It's got to be 21 years of age or older to wager. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. We have a 53-47 lead for the Atlanta Hawks. 6:37 left to go in the second quarter. Are you going to say something?
We've hit the standing hour portion of the show.
Yes.
Those chairs are difficult to sit into. Sit in for a long time. We have UFC underway. You're right. Hawks up six. UFC underway. This was one of the fights that Jordan was talking about. He had Parsons over Giles, I believe. I don't know which one's which, but they're all wrapped up right now.
Giles is the one in the blue trunks with his
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I can't really tell
what's
going on.
With his tukus up in the air as he's got a hold going.
Good use of tukus.
I was
going
to say, and good use of the word hold. I'm sure that's the technical term for what is transpiring on the mat. Okay, we have a full NBA card to get to. One, the day is underway in the association, but let's take a look at some of the other games that are going to be. And I really want to get your thoughts on one that we share a same opinion on.
Okay.
So let's go to Milwaukee and Denver.
Okay.
The injury report has been up, so Jay Crowder, Goran Dragic, Myers Leonard, all in the injury report. Nobody of note here for the Milwaukee Bucks that is going to miss this game. That was part of the worry, right, was that maybe was Giannis going to sit on the second leg of a back-to-back or anybody else. But as we noted, and I wrote about this in the report this morning, Kelly, it was an absolute domination of the Utah Jazz. No starter played more than 30 minutes for Milwaukee yesterday. So it's not your usual back-to-back situation for the Bucks.
Yeah, not at all. That was something all I really cared about this morning before I made to go make a bet was to double check those minutes that Giannis didn't play crazy minutes, because otherwise they rested Middleton. So he's coming back with a little bit of rest for this game. And look, I think this game means a little something to both these teams that have probably, even though we might be talking about this Western Conference being an open race, and it has been the whole season, I think this could be a little bit of a statement game that Denver would like to make. But on the on the other side, Milwaukee's not, it's not like they've got this Eastern Conference one seed wrapped up by any means, right? So they understand the importance of this game. I cannot wait to watch this today. It'll be on one of the satellite TVs going. We're on a computer screen here at home. But, catching points – to me, catching points with the best team in the NBA, with the best player in the NBA, I don't care. It's a back-to-back situation. I'm playing this game.
When it's also the number itself, I think. So for me, when you're talking about the way that this number is set for these two, how much do you account for home court here? How much is it worth? Because the market has been using three. Okay.
See, and you've said it. You've been keeping track and done a great job keeping track of this all year long. I always still shade it less, but in this type of situation and in Denver, yes, it's a full three for me.
So, and that's so. If we're running with that, which I do, is Denver the slightly better team than Milwaukee? Because I would say no.
No.
And that's what attracted me yes. here was this is a number that I had under three, and we're at 3.5. I went money line with the Milwaukee Bucks. Everything that you've already mentioned, it's an intriguing matchup. Giannis on the floor, as we expect him to be, and this is going to be a team in Milwaukee when Giannis is out there. They run a little bit more. The Denver Nuggets are not a good transition defense. I've tried to play against them with athletic teams that like to run and get out off of live rebounds. They're doing really – they do that a lot in Milwaukee. They're not overly efficient, but yep. their floor is going to get raised here against a team like Denver. So – all of these things put together led me to a money line play here on the Milwaukee Bucks. So I think that was part of it, was the number itself. I thought this was too high. Market was too high.
Definitely. And look, if we look at these teams dating back to about the All-Star break, I've got pulled up on Clean the Glass since February 19th. Okay, we're talking about two teams. I don't want to say moving in different directions because Denver's still very good and one of the class teams of the Western mm-hmm. Conference. We've talked a lot about this on Hardwood Handicappers. They're at least a team that is getting it done consistently, right? It has been them and the Sacramento Kings that have at least have been consistent all season long out west. But having said all that, Milwaukee, since February 19th, 12-3, okay, plus 9.4 net rating. That is tied with Philadelphia for best in the NBA. They're getting it done both offensively and defensively over that time. Top five in both of those categories. Meanwhile, Denver's 8-6 during that time. I mean, that's, you know, there's a lot of teams that would kill to be 8-6 in that time. But, you know, what we've seen Denver play this season, they're not playing as good a basketball. Their defense has slid a little bit in that time. So, I'm with you, man. We didn't even talk about this one before we made this bet. I'm surprised the number continues to rise from the opener. There's no way we see four on this, right? Like, I think 3.5 is as high as we're going to see.
I would think that's not going to be the case. I think this is also the market maybe – I think the market's overvaluing this back-to-back situation for mm-hmm. Or for Milwaukee. I think that's part of it. I would not think we get up to four.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. So it was a play on this morning at 3.5. I like it. And look, it's a game – it's a game, JVT. I won't be afraid to add in live, too. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, if the Bucks start to trail, they come out flat early or something, I'll be back in on their side again.
What do you have anything you have usually a pretty good read for in Miami? They have won 7 out of 10 games. They've only covered 5 of those, so still a small sense of the market overvaluing them to a certain extent. This number 6, total of 220.5. So, yet again, market moving in the direction of the Miami Heat. We should also note it's a matchup of the 5 and the 6 seed in the Eastern Conference. Miami does have the head-to-head tiebreaker, so this is a little bit more important for Brooklyn, although Miami would like to solidify their spot in the top 6. But this is pretty big for Brooklyn if they want to grab a win, gain some ground here on Miami. They still need to finish a full game ahead of them, but this would be the first step to doing that.
Yeah, under the radar, pretty dang good card in the NBA tonight.
I think so. I mean, like, this is a really good one.
This is a good card. This game has massive implications, as you just laid out. You know me, I've been pretty anti-Heat for a while, or this entire season. I know you started to turn the corner and had to point out some just facts with some of the stats here over the past short period of time. And you're right, man. When I was digging into this, this would be Miami or pass for me in this game. I know this is a hefty number. I'm passing. But it would be a lean to Miami here against the Brooklyn Nets with what they've been able to do kind of put together here recently. And doesn't this feel like the Miami time of year to get hot, right? Where we've been spinning our wheels a lot of this season. Time to buckle down with a good coaching staff, veteran players that know how to get it done on that team. I think this is especially this game against a Nets team that's still. I mean, if you're on this roster, you got to be wondering if you're even there next year, right?
I think Miami's also solidified some of the stuff that they want to do. One of the things I wrote about this morning, it looks like they're consistently going to a starting five. Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, Gabe Vincent is now in the starting five with Tyler Herro and Kevin Love. That's been their five that they've been using a little bit more frequently during this 10-game run. Net rating isn't incredible, but it's also a small sample size, but still positive for them. They force turnovers on a pretty good rate of possessions defensively, 14.4%. And I think it's more about consistency. consistency with the starting five. You know, Kyle Lowry has been benched. So for anybody out there who sees Kyle Lowry on an injury report, it's not really that big of a deal because he is a bench piece now for them. So I think it's just more about Miami finding some consistency. One of the notes that I put in here, it's twofold, right? Brooklyn is 0-5 straight up, 1-4 against the spread in their last five games. Mm-hmm. They're not scored by 6.4 points per 100 possessions in non-garbage time. If you go back to when these two teams met right after the trade deadline, when Brooklyn was newly constructed, Miami closed as a 1.5 points favor or underdog on the road in Brooklyn. So it would give you about 1.5 on a neutral in favor of Miami. This number is more like -3 on a neutral. However, I think you can talk yourself into making that adjustment given how bad Brooklyn's been with this newly constructed roster and the consistency that Miami has shown. So, right, I think, in other words, number's right on where I made it, but it's a very big one here for Miami and Brooklyn.
No, I agree. I agree. Any feel on the Philadelphia Phoenix game tonight?
Who's playing?
That's the tough part, right?
Joel Embiid's questionable. James Harden's questionable. I mean,
if those guys go, and I asked it that way because if those guys end up playing, I look at this a lot of the same way that I look at Milwaukee and Denver, where it's I don't care that Philly's on the back end of a back to back. This is. I think this is still a great matchup for them in this game. You're catching points in this situation. There's not many times you're going to be catching points with this team. This might end up being a 76ers bet for me tonight. Might be something because of the injury stuff that I might have to look live, and that's fine. But as long as those guys are playing, this will be a heavy, heavy 76ers lean to me. I'm kind of getting the feeling from the line that we're seeing that we're going
to – The market does that, though, a lot, right? See the questionable guys, so the market hedges in one direction. Because I tell you this, if James Harden and Joel Embiid aren't playing, this doesn't close 2.5. This closes like 4.5, 5.
Yep.
And it might even be higher. And if Joel Embiid and James Harden do play, this swings right back, and I'll bet Philly closes 2.5 or 3.
I agree.
So this is what the market does all the time. I wouldn't read too much into that, but I agree with you. I think – I like the 76ers. I like the 76ers squad, as you know, and it might be a little bit of a better spot for them. All right, there's more to get to. De'Aaron Fox is injured. We'll talk about that at some point in the final hour with Kelly and myself. But when we come back, we got a big preview to hit as the Elite Eight is about to get started.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.